USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Americans in Sudan are being warned to shelter in place by the U.S. Embassy until further notice. Sudan's military say they've agreed to help evacuate citizens from the United States and other countries as fighting rages on between the army and a rival group in Khartoum. So far, 400 people have been killed, including one American. As people around the world celebrate Earth Day today, John Kerry, U.S. Special Envoy on Climate Issues, says he does see progress.
I'm surprised, pleasantly, on the positive side, by the amount of things that's just taking hold. We see remarkable progress on batteries and battery storage. We're seeing the price of wind and solar coming down still, even as the technology is getting better.
For his part, President Biden has signed an executive order directing federal agencies to focus on environmental justice initiatives. The Supreme Court is allowing the popular abortion drug mifepristone to remain on the market. Justices rejected a lower court ruling that would have banned the sale of the drug. The case will continue before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals next month. Mifepristone was approved by the FDA back in 2000. 8 people were wounded in a pair of shootings in Washington, D.C. Police trying to determine if those shootings were related. One of the injured is a 12-year-old girl, but none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. It's no day at the beach for many in Southern California. A major sewage spill has forced the closure of many popular Los Angeles County beaches.
It's going to be a nice weekend and can't go to the beach. It's also very trashed and polluted. So, yeah, it just sucks.
An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the L.A. River due to an equipment failure. And the Ten Commandments are coming to a school near you in Texas. The Texas Senate is passing a bill requiring the Ten Commandments to be on display in every public elementary and secondary school classroom. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
The Republican field of presidential hopefuls could get more crowded in the coming weeks as more and more people look to challenge frontrunner former President Donald Trump. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson will launch his campaign this week. Former VP Mike Pence says he will finalize his plans in weeks, not months. Come June, Senator Tim Scott is expected to officially join the race, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie held a town hall meeting in New Hampshire where he said tonight is the beginning of the case against Donald Trump. His decision will come in the next few weeks. Wholesale changes are coming to Whole Foods.
The neighborhood markets owned by Amazon plan to make changes to simplify operations over the next 2 months, according to an employee memo. With the restructuring, several hundred workers are set to lose their jobs. The grocery chain says it will not close any stores. Amazon bought Whole Foods in 2017 for $13.7 billion as part of its plan to expand its grocery business. I'm Jeremy Scott.
5 NFL players have been suspended for sports betting. Detroit Lions receivers Jamison Williams and Stanley Berryhill are suspended for the first 6 games of the season. Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Lions and Shaka Tony of the Washington Commanders have all been suspended indefinitely. They were all caught violating the league's gambling policy. Music lovers across the country are celebrating Record Store Day Saturday. The annual event uses hundreds of exclusive releases to draw shoppers to independent record stores. This year's Record Store Day releases are headlined by the likes of Taylor Swift and U2. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.